Hi guys, this is Jenny, and you're listening to another episode of 潘吉 Jenny 告诉你
Hey guys, this is Adam, and today we're talking about one of my favorite words.
这个词就是
麻烦
麻烦我有时候真的 I wish there's an English word 完美的能够去诠释能翻译麻烦但后来我发现啊，英语里面有很多不同的词你形容麻烦的事麻烦的人麻烦别人干嘛都不一样对吧
That's right.
So today we'll be going over all of them in our show. 好那如果如果你想更好的学习今天我们教你的这些说法大家可以到我们的公众号来找到这期的内容公众号就叫做开言英语开放的开语言的言那 Adam 我觉得一说到麻烦可能大部分朋友脑子里想到的英语词就是 trouble
yeah and it works sometimes、
嗯、
not all the time
对因为 trouble 我们先来讲一下 how do we describe 麻烦的事情好啦 so can we use the word trouble to describe a very 麻烦thing.
You can. Right? If something is a lot of trouble, it's just, you know, you have to do a lot of things. Not easy.
对，比如说这个礼拜嘛，我儿子学校就是每一天都有一个不同的 theme, 一个主题，你要给他穿不同的衣服，然后要准备很多很多东西。结果就说，哦，这个好麻烦。I hope the teachers are not listening.
Right.
我就可以说，哦，so much trouble. 是不是
Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, even when I was growing up, even just getting to school was a lot of trouble.
对。所以我觉得这里的重点就是你形容一件事情麻烦的时候啊通常就是说 It's a lot of trouble、
mm.
Or something is so much trouble、
oh, So much trouble
对就好像不太单独的说哦，这个东西很 trouble
Right, can't say that、
嗯、OK,、what about troublesome?
Troublesome. Yeah, I mean, it's a word. It's in the dictionary.
Oh, 而且很重要 it's not two words. 不是说 trouble 和 some.
Right,
它是把 trouble 和那个 S-O-M-E 加起来。
Right. The thing is, it just sounds very, very formal. Like, oh, that's very troublesome.
对，其实 troublesome 跟我们前面讲到的这个用法意思是很像的，但它可能有一点太正式了，是吧
right,、mm.
But people will understand you if you say something is very troublesome.
They absolutely will understand you, yes.、
嗯、当然它是一个形容词啊。那既然讲到 trouble, 最后我想看的一个词是 troubling.、
Mm, okay, troubling, this also sounds a little bit formal, but、
嗯、
this would be like if you hear news about、Trump or something,、Trump's tweets are troublesome.
或者现在 North Korea, they're threatening to cancel the summit. This is a very troubling development.
Yes, exactly.
是吧？就是 it makes you worry, 就是让人会担忧的事情。
Yes,
对吗、
嗯、
好那跟 trouble 有关的一些词看完呢我们现在看看别的词啊比如说 hassle
Yeah, okay, now we're talking This is a great word
对 hassle 怎么拼呢
Well, there's actually two ways、嗯、H-A-S-S-E-L But、嗯、I think the more common one is H-A-S-S-L-E
The word itself
It's
is
such a
lot
hassle, right?
Yeah, it's such a hassle 到底怎么拼两个东西好麻烦哦 It's such a hassle 所以它的用法就是也是 it's such a hassle 是吧、
mm, right、
但是不能说 it's very hassle
it's very hassle yeah
因为 hassle 是一个名词 so you can say something is such a hassle
it's such a hassle、mm. like getting a visa for a foreign country such a hassle
对的对的或者就像你说 getting to work if you live far、mm. is such a hassle
yes、
right? 那既然讲到 such 什么我觉得这个就是形容麻烦时候很常用的比如一个事情 oh it's such a pain
yes that's good too
pain 大家都知道就是疼痛
Mm.
对吧这个东西太麻烦了让你头疼
Right We can say like something is a headache Such、mm. a headache、
也可以对
But we also say、we usually use our necks、And another part of our body Which maybe we can talk about Yes, yes, yes So something is a pain in the neck
可以直接说 something is such a pain 吗
You can Yeah,、you can、Now if you are going to say pain in the neck Or、if you're more like my parents And want to say pain in the butt just remember to say the, not, it's not a pain in my neck.
Okay, 就是 in the 什么
The neck.
in the neck. Okay, what about verb?
Yeah, something can really bug you, for example.
Bug, 我觉得 bug 现在在中文里也用了很多啊、说的有个大 bug 或者什么就对我们做产品的技术的 if you have a bug, 比如我们的 app 如果不好用或者什么 there's a bug or something、
right.
buggy, 对吧、但其实它的用法还更广一点啊。
Right, so I mean, usually we use this to say like, hey, can I bug you for a second?
哦、就我能麻烦你一下吗
Right, yeah, yeah, or I don't want to bug you, sorry.
Oh, okay, 怎么去麻烦别人我们最后讲啊但是、
okay.
that's one of the ways to say it.
Right.
那最后我们再看一个词这个大家应该都知道就是 annoying.
Oh yeah, annoying.
Annoying 是一个形容词然后这个意思就是啊、哦、好烦人啊而且我觉得它的这个麻烦也不只是说 you know, there are many steps, a lot of trouble. 这个 annoying 还是就是你很厌烦它。
Yeah. But this, I mean, you know, I tend to use this more about people than situations.、Just because like, yeah, things are annoying, traffic is annoying.、I already said filling out visa applications is annoying, but usually it's people that are just like...
既然你讲到人呢, let's move on. How to describe 麻烦的人好了。
Okay.
那第一个选择我们已经知道了,很麻烦的人,哦。He's so annoying.
He's annoying. Yeah, he's always talking. Or...
讲到麻烦的人是不是也能用就是 this person is a lot of trouble 吗或者他是一个 troublemaker?
Those kind of sound like dad would say if his daughter is going to date some, you know, like...
A troublemaker.
Some kid, you know, smoking and...
Yeah, that's right. 因为我觉得好像说一个人是一个 troublemaker, 通常我们就是说他是个捣蛋鬼啊、什么 they're up to no good.
Right.
小混混之类的是吧、是个 troublemaker 啊那种大人真的很麻烦很难搞的人我自己觉得最好的一个词可能就是 very difficult
Yeah, that's the one you're definitely going to hear If someone is difficult then they're just really hard to get along with
对就是我们像很多 celebrities 明星、
yeah.
很麻烦的对吧我喝水这个水一定要是这个牌子的、然后住酒店然后这酒店的装修你要给我重弄过什么的、就是 being very difficult
Right, right, right、
当然 noncelebrities 不是明星的也有很 difficult
oh yeah oh yeah like a doctor might also write difficult patient into the records the patient's records
哎但这个 difficult 有的时候是不是也说这个人他有点挑剔有点 picky
So put it this way, I'm very picky, but I don't think I'm very difficult. I could be wrong.
觉得自己很挑剔但不是一个很麻烦的人是吧
Right, because I'm usually people that I'm kind of bugging or annoying are probably going to be like waiters and waitresses. Like, hey, can I have more of this, less of this?
Okay, 然后那 waiter 和 waitress 就会 complain, oh, this guy is such a pain. The neck.
Yeah, probably will.
所以这个是我们前面讲到的一个说法啊，除了形容事情，形容人也完全是 OK 的。Talk about someone being such a pain in the neck.
Yes, and again, when I think about my family and growing up, there was a different word that was used, but it was pretty much the same thing. You are a pain in the...
Your body part.
Body part.
但是这时候可以说、oh, don't be such a pain.
Yeah, don't be such a pain.
对吧就跟很麻烦的人、oh, don't be such a pain. 不要这么烦啊、
right.
不要这么去烦人家啊、oh, 老烦人家的人啊你也可以 complain 说、oh, he's bugging me again. 又来了又烦了是不是
Right, yes.
最后呢我们就来看看当你要麻烦别人帮忙的时候啊你应该怎么来问他们。那这里我觉得最常用的就是还是要用到 trouble 这个词。
Right, yeah. Could I trouble you to do something?
所以我们来举几个完整的例子吧。比如 Adam, 我能麻烦你把那支笔递给我吗?
Okay, could I trouble you to hand me that pen?
我能麻烦你把窗关一下吗?
Could I trouble you to close the window?
对 so very straightforward 大家都知道怎么用啊 What about, do you mind helping me with something?
Yeah, that's fine.
比如 do you mind handing me the pen? Do you mind closing the window?
Yeah, I mean, do you mind? It might be for something a bit bigger.
Oh,
you know, like, do you mind helping me with my homework? Something
yes,
like that.
I do mind.
Oh, no. Wow. Oh, I'm just thinking, too, we also said bug before,
yeah.
but this one would also work in this situation. Hey, could I bug you to...do something
是用 can I 还是 could I 比较好
could is usually pretty safe could I bug you
could I bug you to 怎么怎么样、
right.
是吧、 All right, 那今天呢我们讲了一个日常生活中很常用的口语啊，希望大家在听了我们节目以后呢，在不同的就是形容事情形容人麻烦别人的时候 you guys will know which English word and phrase to use. 那我们今天讲的你觉得清楚吗？有哪里不清楚的大家都可以到我们的推送留言底下来问我们。好，那虽然我们今天的节目快要结束了，但是我们的会员课程在下午就会更新，这些课程都是我们北美外教主播像 Adam, Spencer, Connor, Lisa 非常精心来编写然后录制的，我们就希望给大家在中国也创造一个非常原汁原味非常地道的语言环境，然后呢也希望大家可以用非常大众化的价格来学习到最高质量的英语口语，学习一年只要629。 Don't forget to check out the free lessons, 我们有免费试用的课程，你可以到我们的微信公众号点击菜单先来试一下，之后呢也希望你加入我们的开言会员大家庭。 OK, we'll see you next time. 再见。
Bye guys.